quick podcast about the connection between exercising and language learning. So you can use this for your language learning skills, guys. So I have five main points to how English and going to the gym is essentially the same thing. They're connected. So let's dive right in. Let's start. So the first thing I would say is when you learn a language and also when you go to the gym, you're building mental resilience. So have you ever noticed how the discipline you develop at the gym can also translate into your language learning routine? So if you push yourself to finish the last set or the last rep or to run the extra mile, you're building mental resilience. Similarly, when you encounter challenging grammar rules or unfamiliar vocabulary in English or, conditional stuff that you don't want to do, but you got to push yourself, right? You got to push yourself so that you're able to build that mental resilience and push through and learn that vocabulary, learn these different things that you need to learn, and that's going to help you immensely. The second thing that I'm going to say is consistency is the key. One of the most fundamental principles of both language learning and going to the gym is that you can't expect to see your results overnight. Like when you go to the gym one day, you don't expect to see big muscles, so you don't expect to lose 20 kilos or 30 pounds, just after one workout session. You can't become fluent in English overnight. People ask all the time, "Hey, how can I improve my English tomorrow or so fast?" Okay. Do you go to the gym and get muscle so fast? It's the same, right? It's all about showing up regularly, putting in the effort regularly, staying committed regularly to your goals. What are your goals? What are your main goals? So whenever you're hitting the gym or you're hitting the books or hitting your studies, remember that progress comes from consistent, sustained effort over time. So if you don't, be consistent, how are you going to get to that level? How are you going to build those skills? So you got to always remember, I think this is probably the most important thing, right? Yeah, you can build a mental resilience, but if you're not doing the things every day consistently that you need to do, how are you going to get there? Right? Also, another thing too, a third thing I'm going to say is goal setting and motivation. So just like how you go to the gym, you have goals. I want to lose 33 pounds by the end of the month. Or I want to gain 3 pounds of muscle mass. I want to be stronger. I want to be able to hit my max. So the third thing is goal setting and staying motivated. Setting clear, achievable goals is super essential for success. Whether you're working on your physical fitness or your language skills, you have to set, achievable goals, things that you can reach. Maybe your goal is to run 5K race, 5,000, a 5K marathon. Or is it your goal is to be able to hold a conversation with a native speaker for an hour? Like many of you guys can do, many of you guys can hold a conversation for an hour. Whatever it is, having a specific target gives you something to go for, something to aim for, something to keep you motivated along the way. So keep goals, have goals, write down your goals. Plus, when you reach those milestones, like let's say you lift, 20 pounds, I don't know, or you bench press 100 pounds, as you're doing that, as you're lifting heavier, as you're mastering the difficult grammar concepts, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. Like, man, I did that. I did that. It was really good. Keep going. Keep going. You got this. You're killing it, right? So it's the same, I would say. The fourth thing is the mind and body connection. Another very important aspect of connection between English or language learning and exercise is the mind and body connection. Just as physical exercise releases endorphins and boosts your mood, also, I don't know if you guys notice, when you have classes, like this happens to me too. I have Spanish classes and I'm like so tired before the Spanish class. And then after the Spanish class, I have all this energy. It's like, where did all this energy come from? It's because I was stimulating my brain and I was improving my cognitive function. So the next time you're feeling sluggish or you're not feeling inspired, you feel so lazy, consider adding some classes or some daily practice with native speakers just so you can get that routine, so you can feel better, so you can have a renewed energy, a renewed focus. And the last thing is also important too is overcoming the plateau. Everybody reaches the plateau, both in the gym and in language learning. You're going to encounter a plateau, and it's very, very frustrating. And what the plateau is you feel like you're not improving. It's like your progress doesn't improve. You've made a lot of improvements, but at one point or at some point, you're like, man, I'm just at the same level for 3 months now or for a year now. But remember, plateaus are natural. They're part of the process. Instead of getting discouraged at reaching your plateau, use these moments as an opportunity to reassess your approach, look at your approach, mix things up, change different things, learn different things. Like you go to the gym, right? You might have to do something different as opposed to doing the same thing that you've been doing. So if you've been focusing on grammar, try to focus on listening. If you've been focusing on something else, try to focus on building your small talk. I don't know. Just try to incorporate different things in your English journey, or incorporate different things like you would do in working out to switch it up, because we want to be able to switch things up. So it's very normal for you guys to, for people, for everybody, for humans to reach that plateau. So we got to break through it, and you have to be persistent, you have to be patient, and you have to be willing to, like I said, step out of your comfort zone so that you can do the things that you need to do so you can overcome that plateau. I'm in a plateau right now in Spanish. I feel like I'm in the same level for the past, I don't know, but I have to do different things. I have to try different things so that I can get to that level that I want to get and overcome that plateau. So, in conclusion, or in essence, or in a nutshell, there's a different ways we can say in conclusion. In a nutshell, in essence, there's a very surprising connection between going to the gym and learning languages. In your guys' case, it's probably learning English. So remember that you're not just improving your skills, your language skills, but you're strengthening your resilience, you're staying consistent, you're achieving your goals, you're nurturing your mind and body, and you're also overcoming the plateaus to keep you going along the way. So stay motivated, keep doing what you're doing. Happy learning. See you guys in the next part.